There was 159 counties in the state of Georgia. 130 counties have senior tax exemption. Bartow County is one of the fastest growing counties in the state of Georgia. This school system is one of the most profitable, most successful school systems in the state, and I'm proud of that. We have a superior superintendent and a staff and a board that pays attention to the money and what goes on in this county. There's absolutely no reason why we couldn't be more generous to our seniors. I'm sorry. I'm not buying it. And what happened last year when you had five people vote at the Capitol? I'm sorry. And one signature was crossed out, then they need to look into that. The people of Bartow County need some answers. This board did their part. They provided a resolution for the citizens of this county to vote. I don't believe we need to do any more. Each of us on this board, for a very personal reason, didn't identify the bill, because I'm sure all of us had issues with that bill for one reason or another. But we did give the people the right to vote as a school board. You can't ask any more than that from a school board. It's up to the state representatives and the senators to step up and get the bill passed. It's not up to the school board. We did what we were supposed to do. It's up to the other people to do what they're supposed to do. And now it's a new year, and we've got new board members. And in fairness to the new school board members, they deserve a right to vote on it as well. But if you change, if these board members up here change their vote from last year to next to something different, and we just provide the same resolution, it's going to be a problem for the voters. It's not going to sit well with our citizens. And this is why our country is where it's at. Because our people don't turn out to vote. They don't trust politicians. We don't stand for what we say we're going to stand for. We say one thing, we do another. That's not the politician who I am. I'm a public servant. I ran on school tax exemption, keeping our kids safe, raising school scores, and graduation rates. Those four things. I'm a very poor board member. I'm a horrible politician. But I tell you one thing, I'm going to do what I feel is best for the citizens, the constituents who elected me in this office for the next 2 years. And if my fellow board members feel that that's what they want to do, let their conscience be their guide. Mine will be my guide. I have a responsibility to the citizens and the community, the families, the students, the teachers, and the children of this county. And there is absolutely no reason on God's earth why the citizens of this county cannot afford senior tax exemption. I spoke to an African-American senior last week in her mid-70s who put five children through college. Her husband died last year, who was a truck driver. She's proud. Her kids are all grown and moved away. She can't afford her home because of her taxes. Why on earth is she paying senior tax in her mid-70s? That makes no sense to me. And that's wrong. You shouldn't have to wait to 80 years old to pay and continue to pay senior tax exemption. I'm sorry, people. That's wrong. And if you can live with that, God help you.